You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Coming up on the SBS On The Money Markets podcast, the market on interest rates watch. Will there be a Santa rally? And we focus on small caps. All that and more next. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Monday, the 8th of December, 2025, a day where the Australian share market fell, but not by too much. The S&P ASX 200 off by 0.1%, 8,624. Sectors ended mixed. 8 of 11 were lower. The worst performing utilities and materials. The best performing sectors included telecommunications and property stocks. The worst and best performing stocks, the best, Liontown Resources, up by around 14.5%, followed by PLS Group, around 6% firmer, and Zip, the buy now, pay later company, shares adding around 5.7%. And some of the miners doing poorly today. West African down by 4.1%, Capricorn Metals down by 4.3%, and the uranium producer Boss Energy, the worst performer on the ASX 200 today, off by about 4.4%. For more on the day's market action, including what the market's expecting global interest rates to do this week, I spoke with Luke McMillan, head of research at Ophir Asset Management. Luke, so global markets are bracing for interest rate decisions from both the US and Australia. There are a few others as well, but they're the two key ones. What's expected from both?
Yeah, it's a big week for central banks, particularly as Australian investors. We've got the RBA tomorrow, widely expected no change by the RBA. That, I don't think, will be a surprise. What everyone's looking at is exactly how hawkish are they going to be? And because if you look at pricing for interest rates here in Australia at the moment, basically the market is saying, we don't know. We think on balance, it's more likely to be up than down from here, but with very, very low conviction. So the market's looking for some guidance from the RBA tomorrow. And then we've got the Fed later on in the week, Thursday morning, Australian time. And while it's not 100% priced in terms of the markets, it's pretty close. It's sort of 90% plus. And so very likely we get a rate cut on the cards in the US. Not something I could have said in mid-October where markets were highly doubting it.
Okay. Would it be fair to say while a lot of the local focus will be on, when it comes to interest rates, will be on borrowers, it'll be the US rate decision that will more likely move the markets the most, and why?
Yeah, absolutely. And we've seen it so far, really, over the last couple of months, some really big moves under the surface of the market of what are the winning parts and what are the losing parts of the share market. And it's really moved quite closely with what's happened with probabilities of an interest rate cut this month by the Fed. And so because the market's still looking for a lot of direction, you know, how many more cuts are left from the Fed here to go? You know, things like what we saw in November, particularly the first 3 weeks of November, where the market was thinking maybe we're not going to get a cut in December, as you saw those what we call longer duration assets or assets with more of that, because those cash flows are further out in the future, start to get hit, and their valuations tend to hurt more if we are in a higher for longer interest rate environment. And so this is why market participants, professional investors like us, are watching the central banks so closely, because we know they can have a big effect under the hood in terms of some of these moves.
So given that, is a Santa rally really dependent on what the Fed cut or what the Fed does, whether a cut comes through, and more importantly, its commentary?
Well, I think the commentary is going to be the big one. It would be a really big shock if we don't get a cut, and you know, markets would react quite violently in a negative fashion if we didn't. I think more so is we're very, very likely to get a cut, but how many more cuts from here? How aggressively dovish is the Fed? Obviously, you know, Trump is trying to push the Fed in a dovish direction. How much sway is that having? And, you know, the more dovish they are, no doubt, the more of a Santa rally we're likely to get into year end.
Okay. Locally, any company news you're keeping an eye on?
Not a lot so far on the markets there today. I saw, Liontown Resources uranium stock up quite significantly, broker upgrade today by UBS pushing it. But I think, for us, we have seen a bit of a pause in terms of the sort of growth and tech trade more recently globally, but also here in Australia, where we've seen some of those names off more recently. And I think, part of that's emanating out of the US, but also part of that is just because, the realization that we've seen that we likely are at the end of the rate cutting cycle here by the RBA, and we've seen longer term interest rates in Australia start to move up as well. And again, that kind of hurts those more growth oriented businesses and their valuations more.
Okay, so as we head into our new year, what are you telling your clients right now, and where do you see the opportunities for investors?
Well, as a small cap investor, which has sort of been a painful place to be for sort of 2021 through to 2024 with, fairly continued underperformance versus large caps, we're actually pretty bullish in terms of small caps globally heading into 2026. They are a little bit cheaper on a relative sense versus history in Australia, but really it's particularly overseas. You've got the US small cap market trading on a 15 times PE. You've got the European small cap market trading on a 13 times PE. And out of the US, the largest market, we actually have for the first time in quite a few years, the market expecting higher earnings growth out of small caps than large caps. And so with that relative valuation set up, remember the S&P 500 is trading on a PE, a price to earnings valuation of about 22, 22 and a half times. We actually think that's a pretty good setup for small caps coming to the fore again.
That is Luke McMillan there from Ophir Asset Management, and he wraps up the podcast for this Monday. Tomorrow is that interest rate decision. I think I might go live on my social media at 2:30 Sydney time when that decision comes down. No change is expected, as Luke said. The big decision will be that of the US Federal Reserve and interest rates. That's expected to be handed down at around about 6 o'clock Sydney time on Thursday. But in the meantime, like the podcast, give it a rating or review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Click that subscribe button, and I'll see you tomorrow.
This SBS on the Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only and should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and it does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision. This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.